Glasses of the Neighbor. I was sick, and you visited me. Day 1. Sickness even to death. And it was after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became sick, and his sickness was sore exceedingly until there was no breath remaining in him. And she said to Elijah, What is there to me and to thee, thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to make my iniquity to be remembered, and to make my son die? And he said to her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom, and brought him up into the upper room where he dwelt, and laid him on his own bed. And he called to Jehovah, and said, O Jehovah my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn, to put her son to death? And he measured himself upon the child 3 times, and called unto Jehovah, and said, O Jehovah my God, I pray, let the soul of this child return within him. And Jehovah hearkened unto the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child returned within him, and he lived. And Elijah took the child up, and brought him down out of the upper room into the house, and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son lives. And the woman said to Elijah, Now I know this, that thou art a man of God, and that the word of Jehovah in thy mouth is truth. 1 Kings 17. No one is reformed in a state of bodily disease, because the reason is then not in a free state, for the state of the mind depends on the state of the body. When a man is in sickness and is thinking about death and the state of his soul after death, he is not in the world, but is withdrawn in spirit. And when in this state only, no one can be reformed. But he may be strengthened by this experience if he is reformed before he fell sick. Divine Providence 142. In place of spiritual temptations, there are others, such as misfortunes, griefs, and anxieties, arising from natural and bodily causes, and also sicknesses and diseases of the body, which, in a measure, subdue and break up the life of a man's pleasures and cupidities, and focus and uplift his thoughts to interior and religious subjects. But these are not spiritual temptations, which are experienced by those only who have received from the Lord a conscience of truth and good. Conscience is itself the plane of temptations in which they operate. Arcana Celestia 762. Insofar as the loves of self and the world are removed, so far the heavenly love, flowing in from the Lord, begins to appear, even to give light in the interior man, and so far he begins to see that he is in evil and falsity. Next, that this has been his own, or his proprium. They who are becoming regenerate are those with whom these loves are being removed. Observation of this removal is also possible with the unregenerate, for when the cupidities of these loves are quiescent in them, as sometimes occurs when they are in holy meditation, or when the cupidities are lulled, as happens when they are in misfortunes, in sickness, and in diseases, and especially at the moment of death, then, because the bodily and worldly things are lulled and as it were dead, they observe something of heavenly light and consequent comfort. But with these, there is not removal of the cupidities in question, but only a lulling of them. For when they return into their former state, they at once relapse into the same cupidities. Arcana Celestia, 2041. The man of the church believes that he is not to see eternal life until the last day, when yet the man of the church knows that he rises again after death. For when a man dies, who does not then say that his soul or spirit is in heaven, or else in hell? And who does not say of his children who have died that they are in heaven? And who does not comfort a sick person or one appointed to die with the assurance that he will shortly come into the other life. And he who is in the agony of death believes no otherwise. Arcana Celestia, 5078. The angels know nothing of death nor of sickness, and therefore have no idea of them. But in their place, when man reads of them, they have the idea of continuation of life and of resurrection. Arcana Celestia, 6221. The sick are those who acknowledge that in themselves there is nothing but evil. Arcana Celestia, 4956. Questions. If we are not reformed in states of sickness, what are the uses of terminal illness? 2. Old people often feel useless. How can we help them? 3. When someone is drifting and seems to have no spirit, no spiritual hope, how can we help? 4. How is acknowledging that you are nothing but evil a positive thing? Can it be misunderstood and carried too far? 5. Elijah, representing the Word, said, "Give me thy son," and he measured or stretched himself upon the child 3 times. In a similar miracle, we are told that Elisha went up and lay on the child and set his mouth on his mouth, and his eyes on his eyes, and his palms on his palms, and prostrated himself on him, and the flesh of the child became warm. What do you think this represents? 5. People, particularly the young, often feel that they can't do anything right. How does this fit with the idea of the spiritually sick? Quote, "those who acknowledge that in themselves they are nothing but evil," unquote. Or doesn't it? How can we help those who feel that way? 7. When we feel that all is lost and we can't do anything right, how does the Lord offer help? Think of the application of the Elijah story. 8. Art thou come unto me to make my iniquity to be remembered? When we try to help, how do we avoid sounding like we are blaming them or are holier than they?